Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, February the 6th. Good to have you with us today. And we got a friend of mine I haven't seen for a little while, Todd Davidson.
Hello.
Good to have you here, Artistic Director of Maple's Rep Theater, and we should say happy 10th anniversary.
That's exactly
This is the 10th anniversary of the Maple's Rep, right?
2013 is our 10th season, so it's hard to believe, but we've been around for 10 years.
And doing a good job, too. And it seems like every year you get better, don't you?
Yep, we're growing, and we learned a lot, especially those first few years, you know, kind of wild and woolly. We didn't know exactly what we were doing, but we just tried to put some stuff up there. And
well, I tell you what, Todd, any of the productions that I have seen at your theater have been really top-notch. They really are top-notch. And it takes a little bit of time for word of mouth to spread out the whole area.
But every time we do a show, we get people who say, I had no idea you were here. And so, you know, that's the people we're trying to get to.
Exactly. You're in Macon. You're in Macon at an old, beautiful old
The theater. Royal Theater is built in 1889. Mm-hmm. It's a really lovely place to come and see.
Air conditioned, and you got those theater seats.
Yeah,
they're not a bad seat in the house.
Nope, that's exactly right.
Okay, so what do you got coming up for the summer season of
2013? Well, we planned and tried to think what to do special for our 10th anniversary, and over our history, we have polled our audiences several times to see what they'd like to see. And always coming up, number one or number two, has been Chicago. So we're going to open the season with Chicago, a great classic American show of a time that was even more wild and woolly than now, perhaps.
That's kind of a hard show to do, isn't it?
It is. It requires really good dancers and really good actors, and we've got some folks lined up that we're real proud to put
have
up there.
Starring in it.
And so that's to start us in June. And then that will run in rep with A Flea in Her Ear, which is a classic French farce written in the 1600s. But it's one of those things that's been obviously retranslated. It won't be in French. You won't have to bring your Rosetta
Stone
with you.
You open up with Chicago. Are you running for a full week with Chicago?
So Chicago will actually run 4 weekends.
Okay.
But then when we start the rep season, which is the second week of the season, so then Chicago and A Flea in Her Ear will alternate on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Okay.
So that's a wild, silly farce. And then the end of the summer is South Pacific, which is, yes, I know, it's one of your favorites. It's my favorite, Rodgers and Hammerstein. And
you're going to do South Pacific.
And I've really been wanting to do that. I love the score and I love the show. It has a lot to say to us at this time in the world. And
You're going for the big musicals.
We are.
You're not fooling around.
We're going for the big musicals for our 10th year, And then in the fall, we'll come back with the Church Basement Ladies sequel. Church Basement Ladies, the first show, has been the number one seller at Maple's Rep over our 10 years. And so we're doing the sequel.
Well, go ahead and explain what the Church Basement Ladies are.
Church Basement Ladies are about those people who work in the basement of the church, and they put on the dinners for the funerals and the weddings and all the potluck dinners and all that.
They do it all. They're hard workers.
They know everything that's going on in the church and the community, and they're not afraid to share it with each other. So we get to kind of peel back the curtain and see what really goes on down there.
They know everything.
So we're going to present the Church Basement Ladies, and then at Christmas time, we're also going to do the Church Basement Ladies Christmas show. It's called Away in a Basement. So we're going to be a double dip of Church Basement this fall.
Do the Church Basement Ladies, do they perform?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They do it all. And so then in between the two Church Basement Ladies in the fall is a little play called West Side Waltz, which is by the author of On Golden Pond. And it's also deals with an elderly couple. This happens to be two lady friends who will also be actors who will be in the Church Basement Ladies.
Okay.
But it's about a kind of an eccentric lady who's a former concert pianist, and her friend in the apartment building is a violinist, sort of an amateur violinist, and they work together and play together and then kind of work out their life situations together. Oh. So it's very funny and also poignant in a way like On Golden
Pond. I mean, it really does sound like you've got a fantastic season.
We do.
I hope you sell out every one of those shows.
I do too. So people always often ask, you know, what goes on in the wintertime, because we just run from June through December. So this is the time when we're hunting for people and hiring actors and designers and directors.
Now, you also look for local talent, too.
We do.
Right?
There will be roles for locals in South Pacific. So we're wanting to fill that out. And then also the other people we look for are kids. We do kids shows in the summertime also, mm-hmm. With kids between the ages of 8 and 18.
Will there be any locals in Chicago?
There will not necessarily, but everyone's welcome to audition. So we're auditioning the very first weekend in March locally at the theater.
Now, everybody does not have to be a singer, do they? For people who come and audition, do you have any that you hire that are not singers?
A Flea in Her Ear is a non-musical, and so there would be roles for non-singers there. The thing about Chicago that you ask is it's really a big dance show. So it's a pretty high level of dance required, and so it's possible that we might have a local or two, but it would be a pretty special one.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a very special year coming up. When you look back over 10 years, Todd, are you where you thought you would be now?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say that artistically, I'm really pleased with the things we've done. We've been able to improve and grow and really do some interesting productions. You know, people think about, oh, you're going to do South Pacific. So you just go somewhere to the South Pacific store and buy South Pacific.
Right. You don't do
but,
that.
You know, we start with people trying to figure out the costumes and the scenic design and all that. And so I'm really pleased with the way what we've produced. I just wish more people knew about us.
Mm-hmm. Well, coming on here, hopefully we're getting the word
exactly
out
right.
to more people. Was there ever a time in that 10 years, and maybe this isn't a fair question to ask, but was there ever a time in the 10 years and you said, what the heck did I get myself into? Why am I doing this?
Yes, that happens with some regularity, actually, on a small level. But we've had a couple of board meetings, you know, where we sat down and said, okay, now, look, we've got to come up with X amount of dollars. So, you know, how are we going to do it? We're going to have to pass the hat around the table or whatever. I mean, so obviously, many, many people have had a hand in making Maple's Rep a success, and a lot of our donors and board members have worked very hard to make that happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're very fortunate to have the people that you have working with you and also the community, and we hope that this year, your 10th year, is the biggest and best year that you've ever had. And from the shows that you have...
That's what we're planning on.
It really looks like it's going to be a good year.
It will be.
Yeah. All right, Todd. If people want more information, can they go online and buy tickets now, or is it too early?
It is too early to buy individual tickets.
We are booking
season tickets and groups.
Okay. What's the phone number?
It is 660-385-2924.
Or the website?
Or maplesrep.com.
www.maplesrep.com.
That's correct.
Todd Davidson, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you
by.
Very
pleasure.
Much.
Our tomorrow, let's see, we got Ronald McDonald House Charities and Saturday Morning Book Club. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simons, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you tomorrow.